I'm fortunate to have the opportunity today to speak with Steve Johnson's other daughter, by the way, Steve Johnson from Southern Alarm and Security, Erin Johnson. Erin, welcome to the studio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So you've got you're doing some pretty awesome stuff. You are a missionary in the Philippines.
Yes.
And we've got some exciting things we want to talk about regarding that. But first of all, can you just give us an idea of how does one decide to become a missionary in the Philippines? And what was the reason for that decision?
Well, when I was a kid involved in church, I went on mission trips, and I always those trips really impacted me. You know, doing different things to help the poor, and I've always loved working with kids, and so. I graduated from Georgia Tech, and I was working in the Atlanta area and started getting involved in a church down there that was doing a lot of mission trips.
Yeah.
And long story short, after a few months of really thinking and praying a lot, I'd actually decided to quit my job and go to Guatemala to do a missions outreach for about 8 months. And so after that, my life was changed, and I just went through different steps to kind of do missions more as a career. I went to a missions training school. And I worked in Cambodia, as part of that missions training and worked with street kids for the first time. And just, you know, I've always had a heart for the poor, always had a heart for kids, but seeing children literally living on the streets, fending for themselves, you know, vulnerable, hungry, all this, you know, I just really just made the decision that that's what I want to do with my life is help those kids. So I joined an organization called Action International Ministries,
yeah,
based out of Seattle. And that's one of their main focuses is working with street kids around the world. And so I went to the Philippines with Action in 2009.
And the rest, they say, is history.
Because
you now have started, you are the founder also, you and I believe a partner, are a founder of something called Brand New Day, mm-hmm, in the Philippines. So tell us what that is exactly.
Yeah, so when I went to the Philippines in 2009, I met a couple of young Filipina girls around my age that had the same passion as me to go out to the streets and reach kids somehow, some way. And so we just started doing outreaches, we called it, just going to the street and gathering the kids. Because there's certain places where the street kids kind of live and gather. It's usually under bridges or under roof overhangs. That's where they sleep. That's where they gather, kind of form these family groups on the street. So we would just go to those areas and talk to kids and just try to figure out how we could help them. There's all different reasons why they're on the street. A lot of times they've run away from home because of something terrible going on there. Or that's usually the main thing, but a lot of times poverty is a big factor.
Yeah.
So they're hungry, they're sick, they're very vulnerable. Unfortunately, they also end up, you know, forming these gangs and doing drugs and sometimes, you know, stealing and doing all kinds of stuff.
It's trying to survive.
Yeah, it's a pretty dark lifestyle. But we would go to the streets and just talk to these kids and try to figure out ways to help them. So yeah, at first we started doing the outreach and also trying to connect with the kids' families, try to, you know, get them back into school if possible, basically try to help the family, help the child. And then we also eventually started a day center to give the kids activities to do and help them get ready to go back to school because a lot of them hadn't been in school in years. But what we were finding is that many of the kids just most of all needed a place to live, a safe place to live so that they could study and they could, you know, grow in their faith because we were also teaching the Christian faith and they became really interested in that. So in 2014, we actually started a shelter, so like a home, basically a group foster care type of home where we just basically give them teach them what a loving family is like, you know, and really surround them with love as much as we can and then give them opportunities to get the medical care they need, you know, get back into school and basically hopefully become normal teenagers.
Wow.
And grow up to be successful and have a bright future.
I want to remind folks, we're speaking with Erin Johnson. She is a missionary in the Philippines and founder of a program called Brand New Day. We want to talk about some dollars that you're raising for a specific reason here in a little bit. But first, before we do that, talking about what you've been doing with kids,
mm-hmm,
all over the world, ultimately, has it been more difficult in the last couple of years to try to do what you're doing,
mm-hmm,
just because of the pandemic situation?
Yeah. So the Philippines has had a lot more strict protocols than here in the U.S.
Sure.
So like we're still gonna be wearing masks probably for the next year or two. I don't know. But during the pandemic, you know, any kind of actually up until last February 2022, any kind of gathering was pretty much not allowed.
Right.
I mean, unless you had like 25% capacity or something. So to go to the street and do a gathering of the kids there was not legal. So we kind of had to back off on doing outreach for the last 2 years, which is kind of hard because that's the exciting part of what we do as far as, you know, meeting
right.
new kids and
right.
having, you know, new opportunities to get new kids off the street. And it was good in the sense that we could focus on the 11 kids living in our boys and girls home and
yeah.
really invest in them. Another disadvantage of the pandemic, the schools have been closed and they're actually still closed until now. They're not operating yet at full capacity. So the kids have just had to be at home doing their online classes and we call them modules,
yeah.
you know, the assignments. So that's been a little bit hard for them not to have social interaction.
Sure.
But we've had more time with them, which has actually been really nice. And so things are finally starting to open up again. We're able to start doing outreaches and then also the scholarships that we offer to other kids in the community who are really, really at risk, but maybe don't need the shelter, but they're at risk and they need help going to school. We're able to start that back up again.
So I imagine, Erin, you've been doing this long enough that you've been able to see the results of some of the work that you've been doing. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Maybe some success story or two?
Yeah. So I was just thinking the other day of one particular child. We met him in that group of street kids that was living under the bridge back in 2018, I think. And that particular group, they get high pretty often by huffing different sealants and glues and that kind of thing. And he was part of that group. And, you know, he would listen to what we were teaching or kind of have fun in the outreach, but wasn't really interested in change until sometime in early 2019, he started getting real sick. And he was just, you know, he was so sick, you know, he had a fever every day and got real skinny. And he was so sick that getting high didn't help anymore, you know, so he finally became interested in actually coming to our program and our shelter and having a changed life, basically. And so he came in. First few months were hard, but he started to become really curious in his faith and in the Christian teachings we were giving. And once he really started pursuing that, a transformation happened in his life. He started, his grades all of a sudden, you know, got really good in school. He started smiling all the time and just really kind of engaged in everything we were doing. And now he's doing great. He's 16 years old and he wants to be a pilot.
Wow.
He loves basketball, soccer, volleyball, you know, every sport.
Wow.
And he loves devouring books. He just wants to learn and grow, you know. And so we have a lot of stories like that of in progress, you know, but we also had.
But these are kids who ultimately, they had no choice. They were just trying to live, just trying to make it to the next day.
Yeah.
And now they're able to start thinking about a future, not just how am I going to make it through tomorrow.
And then we had another boy that we met back in 2009, long time ago, similar situation. And once he finally decided to engage and go back to school and get into the program, also had a, you know, transformed life. And he has intellectual challenges, so maybe he's not going to have, you know, great academic achievements, but he really has a heart to serve. And he's just always been volunteering around the place. And,
yeah.
you know, he's in his 20s now, and his other, you know, the other kids his age are now, you know, graduated high school and, you know, working and doing different stuff. We have a couple going to college, but
wow.
he just kind of stayed around and was volunteering and helping out around the place. So we actually, he was volunteering so much, spending so much of his time, we actually hired him last year. So he's
wow.
part of our team now. So that's
wow.
one of my favorite success stories we have is one of the kids that we reached out to, you know, 12 years ago or so is now part of our team.
Yeah. Full circle.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Helping others.
Yeah.
So you're here in town this weekend. You, of course, grown up here from Hendersonville.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to be speaking at First United Methodist Church this coming Sunday
yes.
about these programs. And First United Methodist Church has taken on your brand new day as one of the signature missions to help support.
Mm-hmm.
You're raising dollars now because you've been renting space and you figured out we don't need to rent space any longer, right?
Yeah. Because in the Philippines, there's not really much available to rent. You know, there's kind of these old houses and they're dilapidating and they don't really have big houses that could fit all the kids we need, you know. So our houses are falling apart that we're renting right now. So
yeah.
a few years ago, we just began praying and just really wanting to expand and be able to help more kids, because right now we have capacity for about 12 kids in our two homes that we're renting. So bought a piece of land, we raised funds and bought land back in 2019, and so we've been dreaming and planning since then. We have a So we have a building project now that we want to put on the land with, you know, several homes where the kids can live, you know, multi-purpose building, basketball court, because that's the most important sport in the Philippines. Everyone plays basketball, you know, playing field, playground, and just to be able to have help the kids better than we're doing now. You know, have recreational therapy, for example, is a big part of helping teenagers,
of course,
you know, grow and thrive. And maybe even have a school there someday. So we're raising funds to start the building project, hopefully the next, you know, sometime this year. And then, so yeah, First Methodist is helping us raise money for one of the specific buildings, the multipurpose building.
Okay, fantastic. Mm-hmm. So if folks want to hear you speak, we can do that at First United Methodist Church this coming Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And are there certain times that you're speaking?
Yeah, so at the 9 o'clock service and the 11 o'clock service.
Okay.
And then at around 10:15, I'll be doing an information session in the Barber Christian Life Center.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And folks who are listening, maybe they're not able to go this coming Sunday, but they're intrigued and they may want to learn a little bit more about what you're doing, and maybe they want to financially support or support somehow. Mm-hmm. How do we find out more information about Brand New Day and how we locally can support the great work that you're doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have a website, brandnewdayph.org. So we have a lot more information on the website, and then there's links to give as well.
Okay. So that's brandnewdayph.org.
Yes.
BrandNewDayPH.org. That's how we can find out more.
Yes.
Erin Johnson, thank you so much for, first of all, taking some time while you're here. I know you got a lot on your schedule to spend some time with us. We appreciate it. But more importantly, what you're doing globally. Thanks for making a difference in the lives of kids who, again, like we said, they don't know what they're going to be doing tomorrow. And you're helping provide them not only that, but a future with Brand New Day. So, thank you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Once again, if you'd like to learn more about this great work that Erin is doing, it's brandnewdayph.org. That's brandnewdayph.org. And you can hear her speak this coming Sunday at the First United Methodist Church.